from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Friday, September 4th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Northeast Ohio, severe overnight storms in Summit County required water rescues in the Springfield Lake area. ONN's Candace Hare has that story.
A lot of it was centralized to the Sawyerwood community there by Springfield Lake along Abington Road. Fire and police, both of them posted videos to social media showing themselves in knee-high water, at times using small boats in order to get people out of their homes after that flooding took place and get them to safe locations for the night. So those waters appear to have receded, which is very, very good news. No significant damage out here either, at least from the areas that we have gone through.
Former Columbus police officer Ricky Anderson pleaded guilty to reckless homicide in the 2022 shooting death of 20-year-old Donovan Lewis. ONN's Tracy Townsend has more.
Prosecutors say he could face 3 years in prison. On August 30th, 2022, prosecutors say former Columbus police officer Ricky Anderson shot and killed Donovan Lewis while serving an arrest warrant. Lewis was wanted on several charges, including domestic violence, assault, and improper handling of a firearm. Police body camera video shows Anderson opening a bedroom door and firing a shot at Lewis, who was in bed. Lewis appeared to be holding a vape pen before he was shot. No weapon was found.
In Northwest Ohio, the Gibsonburg police officer who was stabbed during a response to a trespassing call last week remains in the hospital but is expected to recover. Here's ONN's Jeff Hogan.
The department said in a social media post that 25-year-old officer Maria Kisha has a long road to a full recovery. This statement follows one from Police Chief Donald Carr on Sunday, which said she was in stable condition. Authorities arrested 25-year-old Scott Dodd for the alleged stabbing on August 26th following an hour's long manhunt. He pleaded not guilty to a first-degree felonious assault charge in Sandusky County Court last week, where his bond was set at $1 million. A preliminary hearing for him is scheduled for September 16th.
In Southwest Ohio, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office is joining a growing number of government agencies pausing the use of flock cameras. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
In Hamilton County, sheriff's deputies have access to 75 flock cameras, but the sheriff, Charmaine McGuffey, says the cameras are turned off now. McGuffey says after the state places legislative guardrails on the technology, only then will she activate her department's cameras once more. The sheriff says flock cameras will not receive another penny of her budget until the company provides some answers about data and where it goes.
Yesterday, Mayor Andrew Ginther announced that flock camera data searches will be paused in the city of Columbus as well. Republican lawmakers, including U.S. Senators Bernie Moreno and John Husted, gathered in Columbus yesterday to take part in an energy reform summit. ONN's Yolanda Harris has details with Senator Moreno.
The lawmakers say making energy cheaper to produce could help lower electric bills and eventually the cost of other goods. They say they're currently working on a bipartisan plan to reform federal permitting laws, making it easier to build power plants, natural gas pipelines, and transmission lines. They expect a federal bill on the issue to be passed before the end of the year.
Every single American has an electricity bill, uses energy. So what we need to do is find ways to find consensus among both parties, which is hard, by the way, but it's absolutely something that is worth doing.
Cleveland orchestra musicians are now talking about their fight for a new contract. The two sides have been at the table for weeks, but still have no deal. ONN's Natalie Clydesdale has the story.
The musicians say they've been meeting with management since early July and have yet to reach an agreement. They unanimously voted to authorize a strike after their contract extension expires on September 23rd. The musicians say that Cleveland orchestra management has refused to offer a competitive wage, give musicians a significant voice in auditions, and provide working conditions that they say would help prevent injuries. They also say the orchestra is in danger of losing its status as one of the Big Five American orchestras.
And today marks one of the busiest travel days of the year for Ohio drivers, and data released by the Ohio State Highway Patrol sheds light on why safety is so important today and this Labor Day weekend. More from ONN's Heather Pauloff.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol is reminding drivers to pay attention and be careful. 27 people died in 23 crashes across the state last Labor Day weekend. Troopers say 65% of those involved alcohol or drugs, with more than 400 people arrested arrested for OVI. Plus, the patrol cited more than 3,800 drivers for going at least 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. That included 156 caught going 100 miles per hour or faster.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.